The group Recapture Stoughton is backing a slate of candidates who see the election as a referendum on future economic growth in the area. They're angry that the current city council voted down a proposed referendum on capping the size of Walmarts and other large retailers. Bob Burrell is coordinating the pro-growth election effort. He says the ordinance sends the wrong message.
Because what happens if a retail center does not stay in this area is that Stoughton becomes a bedroom community, and consequently will not be able to be a self-sustaining community in terms of any growth, not to say taking care of his own maintenance services as well as the school district cost.
But one person's growth is another's ugly sprawl. On the other side of the Walmart debate in Stoughton is the group UFDA Walmart. Its members worked with the national group Sprawl Busters to craft Stoughton's big box cap ordinance. Group member Buzz Davis says the ordinance is needed to keep Walmart from playing one local community against another when it wants to build a new store.
They want to have a competitive process, and then the question is, who will give us, meaning Walmart, the greatest tax money to build the supercenter in your community? And we're not falling for it.
Davis fears a Walmart store will force small businesses and grocers in downtown Stoughton out. Both sides acknowledge the Walmart debate has polarized the community in Stoughton. The company's expressed interest in opening new superstores in other communities around the state, and local pro- and anti-Walmart groups have begun to sprout up in response. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.